Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with SN Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research, EMEA. It's Friday, April 16th, 2021, and this week we're asking if the latest COVID-19 wave will delay the recovery in emerging markets. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, with most developed markets showing promising developments on COVID-19, emerging markets appear to be lagging with new daily case and fatality readings. Can you elaborate on how concerning the situation is?
Thanks, Ona. So yes, daily COVID-19 cases as well as fatalities in emerging markets continue to set new highs, where they have fallen by 70% from the January peak in advanced economies, raising concern about the lag recovery. And within emerging economies, infections are rising most rapidly in India and South America, notably Brazil as well as Chile. So in infections, hospitalizations, as well as fatalities, the data does show significant deterioration over the last month across these three economies, that is Brazil, Chile and India. Brazil is experiencing the worst, India's outbreak deteriorating rapidly, and Chile has recently hit a new peak. On vaccinations, Chile has vaccinated nearly 40% of its population using mostly Sinovac, where vaccination rates remain low in Brazil and India and remain, in fact, in the near single digits. Now, new infections have surged in the past month in these three economies, although they have recently slowed somewhat in Brazil and Chile. And we suspect that some of this recent slowing could reflect the actual effect of recent restrictions and vaccinations, as well as holiday reporting distortions, which were also substantial in Brazil around Christmas. The timing of Chile's lockdowns, which started on 27th of March, suggests that holiday distortions also do not fully explain the stabilization. And meanwhile, hospitalization data, which are less sensitive to holiday effects but lag, point to ongoing deterioration in places across India.
So what specifically is pushing case and fatality rates higher across these emerging markets?
So it's really not surprising what we are witnessing over here. The accustomed characteristics of still very large population shares, notably in India and Brazil, alongside anecdotal evidence of lockdown fatigue with more mobility despite restrictions. And so this risky behavior amongst very large population levels has certainly contributed to new outbreaks that have reached record highs. And on top of this, of course, is the role of new strains, notably the more infectious P1 strain stemming from Brazil, which has rapidly become dominant in the country and has out-competed the P117 UK strain, which is also a factor for the wider spread of the virus. And on this, it's interesting that some of the literature suggests that the P1 strain is approximately 2x more infectious than the original strain, plausibly related to a higher viral load. Beyond the new strains, there is also a debate surrounding the vaccine effectiveness that could be causing the higher case counts in Brazil, Chile, and India, as well as other parts of the EM complex. Now, to date, the evidence reported is encouraging for the Pfizer-BioNTech, AstraZeneca, and Moderna vaccines, but more mixed for Sinovac when it comes to combating the P1 strain. And given that Chile is heavily reliant on Sinovac, certainly there is some belief that the higher case counts could in part be explained around the inefficacy of this vaccine across the country. But the data is certainly far from compelling here, Ona.
And so putting all of this together, Essan, what are the implications on the EM outlook this year? Are you still as positive despite the rising case and fatality counts?
So, Ona, the risks of further pressure caused by COVID-19 are significant across emerging markets. And this is due to reopenings, highly contagious strains, such as the P1 strain that we mentioned, that appears to have stemmed from Brazil, slower vaccine rollouts, and higher uncertainty about the efficacy of certain vaccines, in particular in light of new strains, which is plausibly lower than the inefficacy of several of the leading vaccines developed in major developed markets. And this in turn could certainly delay the recovery across emerging markets. And for this very reason, we have lowered our forecast for Q2 real GDP from 11.7% to 10.6%, led by lower consumption and services activity. But Ona, I would stress that we are still resolutely constructive on the EM outlook, which is centered on three key reasons. So first, although EM policymakers have responded commendably, with more localized and targeted restrictions, economic activity is becoming less sensitive to the virus and restrictions per se. And part of this is explained by the very fact that corporates and individuals have increasingly adapted to the new normal mode of life, with a pivot towards e-commerce, goods consumption substitution for services, and working from home. Second, the demographic population across emerging markets is tilted towards the younger generation, which implies lower aggregate vaccination rates to protect vulnerable groups, which should permit faster reopenings if vaccines are effective. And indeed, just to put this into context, the share of over 65-year-olds in India and Brazil is only 7% and 10% respectively, which compares to 29% in Japan. The final reason of our still positive EM outlook stems from our expectation of the timeline of vaccine rollouts, wherein we forecast more than 60% of the population to be vaccinated before the end of the year for most major emerging markets from either natural infections or vaccines. And if we go with the initial developments in Israel, which leads the world in vaccine inoculation, our base case is that vaccines will remain very effective in reducing hospitalizations and fatalities. So all in all, Ona, emerging markets may get worse before they get better, but a confluence of forces signals our performance once we move past sporadic short-lived setbacks, and investors will be rewarded for front-loading selective EM positions early instead of waiting for the data to turn more meaningfully to garner further momentum.
Thanks very much, Ehsan. Have a good week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.